This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. and Iran have lobbed threats at each other following the death of Iran's top general. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has promised harsh revenge. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to attack multiple Iranian locations if Iran takes retaliatory measures. Appearing on ABC's This Week, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the Trump administration has changed U.S. strategy toward Iran.
We're trying to contain them. We developed a strategy. It's a diplomatic strategy. It's an economic strategy. You've now seen some of the military components of that strategy. We're trying to correct for what was the Obama administration's appeasement of Iran. And we have to do that. We have to continue to do that, or Americans will be less safe.
On the same program, Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer said President Trump is ignoring the advice of the past two presidents.
President Bush, hardly a dove. President Obama had the opportunity to take out Soleimani. They didn't. What we don't know, the reasons that it had to be done now, they don't seem very clear. The document they sent us last night is very unsatisfying as to that, even though I can't talk about it.
VOA's national security correspondent Jeff Selden explains why the U.S. took this action.
The U.S. said it had to do it to protect American lives. They were worried about plots against U.S. military personnel, diplomats in the region, but this has touched off what could be a firestorm. There have been calls for revenge from Iran, from its proxies, and President Trump on social media on Twitter has said if Iran responds, the U.S. will strike fast, strike hard, and so the rhetoric has been ratcheted up, the tensions have been ratcheted up, and now it remains to be seen how this will play out, with lots of onlookers wondering if somehow both the U.S. and Iran will be able to avoid all-out war.
That's Jeff Selden, and this is VOA News.